Hundreds of pets adopted from overcrowded shelter just in time for Christmas. By Amy Furr on December 12, 2019. Hundreds of rescue pets found new homes last week after an animal shelter in Hazard, Kentucky, asked for community help. When the Kentucky River Regional Animal Shelter, KRIS, could not hold one more dog or cat, the shelter posted about its predicament on Facebook, according to WIMD. The post read, December 3, we posted 23 great kids on FB that we would have to euthanize for no other reason but space. When working in a shelter, this is the absolute worst feeling in the world. Good kids that lives will be taken because of no other reason but society had failed them. In this type situation we have learned the hard way that this is something too big for the flesh to overcome. What did we do? We started praying. A few days later, word got out that the 23 animals were going to be put down and communities from all over the country stepped up to adopt them, and many more. Then it happened, one at a time confirmation of rescue and adoptions started coming in, the December 8th post continued. This weekend our employees and volunteers worked up to 16 to 20 hours a day doing whatever it took to answer rescue's needs. Thanks to vans driven by volunteers with Starfish Animal Rescue and Almost Home Shelter Pet Rescue, all of the pets were transported to their new homes, just in time for the holidays. Zero of our kids' lives ended, but instead they have all just begun. So if you ask us at KRIS if we believe in miracles, the answer is yes. The post concluded. Tammy Noble, a volunteer at the shelter, called the mass pet adoption a Christmas miracle, adding that this is beyond the flesh, this is something God had to give us. The purpose of KRIS is to facilitate the placement of stray and unwanted animals and pets in desirable homes, to establish and maintain an animal shelter and associated procedures which promote the health, care and handling, and prevent overpopulation and the prevention of cruelty to animals, according to its Facebook page.